Mills Brother, St. Helena, California, July 29th, 1901. Dear Brother Mills, this is a very critical time for the church in Healdsburg. You are in a position where you can do much good. As you fill your position as elder of the church, be true and kind to God in the person of the erring ones in the church. Bear in mind, my brother, that you should not fail to heed the admonition of the Spirit of God to bring into your heart all the kindness, all the tenderness, all the love of Christ. Do not cherish a cold, unsympathetic spirit. Let your words be carefully chosen. Speak and act so that you will have a great influence for good over the church members. God desires you to avoid all harshness. Cover yourself with the robe of Christ's righteousness. Speak the truth in love, and in so doing, you will be a blessing. Do not allow a rash spirit to control your words. May the Lord soften and subdue your heart, that your words shall be a blessing to the church. Now is the time for the work of God to deepen. Now is the time for His Holy Spirit to make clean and thorough work, and for all selfishness, all wrongs, to be rooted out. May God help you and the whole church, is my prayer. Watch and pray. If there are those who do not manifest the Spirit of Christ, let not this provoke retaliation on your part. Do not enter into controversy. Tell your brethren that the Lord is working to set things in order, that you cannot do the work, but that the Lord will accomplish His purpose. Let tenderness, great tenderness, come into your heart, my brother. For I am at this time compelled to say, your son is not guiltless before God. I have not traced these lines before, but I now trace them, and will not let any eye see this but yourself. I tell you this, that you may know how to pity and labor for the youth. Be assured that God has witnessed your sorrow and your sufferings of mind, and the Lord will save your son, if he will humble his heart before him. Now, my brother, I hear from you that your son is trying to do well, and sometime he may have something to say to you in this matter. The Lord will pardon our transgressions and forgive our sins. We all need constant grace to keep us from falling. You have had sore and sad trials, but the Lord has blessed and encouraged you, and He desires you to put your entire trust in Him. Do not at any time be easily provoked, whatever may be the temptation. Be of good courage. Educate yourself to control your spirit and your words. The Lord will be your helper and your God. Christ, the Son of the living God, came to this earth to give to the world an expression of the great love wherewith God loves us. Keep contemplating the measureless depth of the love of an infinite God. May God strengthen and bless you. In much love.